Welcome to this Wednesday edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, I believe that our story today will resonate with a lot of our listeners.
Well, I think so, Dave, because if our research is accurate, the great majority of those listening to us today are facing the same issues that our guest Gunnar Johnson faced not long ago. And probably not as dramatic as Gunnar, but certainly they're experiencing a level of financial pain and pressure, and they want some help.
Well, Chuck, give us a couple of ideas that can help us get our debt under control.
Well, I want to give them some real specific steps and some easy steps to really get out of debt, Dave. First of all, pick the debt that you want to get rid of and pick an ugly one. Everybody suggests high interest debt first, and that's always a great idea, but I like picking the one that's just getting on your nerves. I mean, there's some debt that's hanging over your head. It just doesn't seem to go away, and pick one.
Okay.
Pick one that you'd like to get rid of. And then next, pick a date that you think you can get that debt paid off. And it just needs to be realistic. It may take a long time, but try to be aggressive so that you can make some progress.
Okay.
And then make a commitment to somebody else. Tell them what you want to do so that you can have a partner in this. So should, if you're married, be your spouse. If not, then pick a friend or somebody at work that they're not going to embarrass you. They're going to love you through it and just encourage you and occasionally check in. Hmm. And then the next step, and I think we leave this one out too often, is to make it visible. You know those little paper chains you make counting down to Christmas for your kids?
My kids do that, sure.
Well, if you're trying to pay off your house, make a little paper loop for every month that you're trying to pay off your mortgage, how many months you have left or how many months on this credit card, and put it in a place where you can see it. Because, you know, getting out of debt is kind of an invisible thing, but if you can see it and keep track of it, I think it really helps. And then set a reward for when you get that one paid. So pay one and reward yourself. And don't feel bad about that. Rewards are motivating. They're very helpful to us. And now that you've got all that set up, adjust your lifestyle around that goal.
Mm-hmm.
Make everything else subordinate to the goal of getting out of debt. That's got to be the priority. And then just start. The hardest part of starting is starting, and start now. And most people that I know, when they get started, they tell me some amazing story of how God shortened the length of time that they thought it was going to take. But they've got to do their part. They've got to put the plan in place and get started. And then I want you to tell us about your journey so that we can keep track and encourage you along the way. Tell me at ChuckBentley@crown.org, and we want to follow your progress, and we'll share that with our listeners.
Well, thanks, Chuck. In just a moment, Money Life will return right after this.
The economy is frontline news, but how do you know who you can trust? Each day on Money Life, we'll bring you up-to-date information on the topics that are important to you. From the current housing crisis to protecting your investments, Money Life will bring you a balanced biblical perspective to the world around you. Calling on some of today's best financial advisors, Money Life will go deep on topics so you can be informed before you make a decision. Money Life will also bring you the stories of everyday people that will inspire and encourage you to live out God's financial principles.
Hi, this is Chuck Bentley, host of Money Life, and I hope you'll join me each day as we discover how to make money, how to manage it well, and how to use it to fulfill God's purposes. It's a crazy world out there, but there's hope, help, and insight available, and I look forward to discovering it together with you.
Join Chuck Bentley for Money Life each weekday. Money Life is a broadcast production of Crown Financial Ministries.
Welcome back to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, today our guest is Gunnar Johnson. He is the stewardship director at Gateway Church in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. You know, today Gunnar helps families live in financial freedom, but it wasn't always that way. He and his wife Missy found themselves early on in their marriage facing an enormous amount of indebtedness until God got their attention and pointed them in a different direction. Chuck, I think our listeners are really going to be encouraged today.
Gunnar, welcome to Money Life.
Hey, it's great to be here.
You know, of all the people that I have talked to on the air so far, I'm so excited to have you here for a very specific reason, because you overcame a mountain of debt, and you did it by going on the offense and also playing good defense. Gunner, would you mind telling us a little bit about how you and Missy found yourself in $88,000 of consumer debt?
Oh, goodness. It seems like it happened so fast, but we were very aggressive in trying to build a business, and we did not know God's financial principles of money management. So with our greed and our ignorance, we landed ourselves in $88,000 of debt, and it was, you know, credit card debt, consumer loan debt, business debt, car debt, you name it. If we could find a way to finance it, we did.
It was bad debt, right?
It was stupid debt.
So you'd been married since 1996. How many years did it take you to get into $88,000 of debt, that big of a hole?
Well, it really didn't take very long. It only took about 3 years for us to wander our way into significant debt.
And Gunner, along that way, you started a business, and did the business help you get out of debt, or did it put you further into debt?
Well, you know, it did both. I think if I had been wiser to God's word on money, it would have kept us out of debt and helped us stay out of debt. But I was very aggressive and very greedy, and so with those two factors, I tried to borrow my way into prosperity.
It's as hard to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Gunner, very hard. How much was the $88,000 of unsecured debt relative to your income, if you don't mind telling us?
It was about, we were making about $100,000 a year. So we had a strong income, but we were spending about $150,000 a year.
Okay. So, all right. So let me get a clear picture. You're making a very good income, mm-hmm. but you're spending far more than you make. Plus, you're just heaping on more debt all the time. So you're sliding backwards. At what point did the pain get so great that you and Missy said, we're going to fix this?
Well, you know, I think God's grace was very evident in our life. We could have gone into a lot more debt, but we had a wake-up call very quickly into it. I had bought the business in August of 1998, and by the winter season, we had made a bunch of money and gone into a bunch of debt trying to leverage our way to financial prosperity. And when we had a real bad month, everything kind of fell apart very quickly, and we hadn't been saving, and we had been borrowing and just weren't managing well. So we had a wake-up call. Thank goodness we had a wake-up call that happened quickly.
Well, you're listening to Money Life, and our guest today is Gunner Johnson. And Gunner has paid off $88,000 worth of debt. But Gunner, in order to get there, what you said earlier is that you purchased this business, and I don't think you shared with us the kind of business that it was.
It was a carpet cleaning business.
And so you're cleaning carpets, you're spending more than you make, and then you have one bad month, and the house of cards came down on you.
Well, it started to come down on us. Luckily, at the same time that we started having a slowdown, I saw in the bulletin at church that they had a Crown small group study, and I thought that was ridiculous. The church was going to, you know, teach us something about money. But
you had it all together, right, Gunner?
Yeah, I really thought I did. I really didn't think God's word had anything to say on money.
Right.
So, but I was at least intrigued enough to sign up for the class. And I was the guy sitting in class with his arms folded thinking, I know more than you people.
You and I are just alike, Gunner. Well, so what happened in that class?
Well, I realized early on that that I didn't have a financial problem. I had a heart problem.
Hmm.
And I was worshiping the God of money. So that was a big revelation for us. And I was, my wife was broken about it earlier than I was. She's a lot smarter than me, a lot more spiritually mature. So when I saw it, I remember exactly where I was when I finally threw up my hands and said, Lord, I give up. I was listening to Tony Evans at a Promise Keepers event, and the weight of the debt, the weight of the stress of everything going on was just killing me. And I said, Lord, I don't know what you want from me, but I'll follow you, whatever you ask me to do. It's all yours. I'm giving up.
And did you and Missy then start talking about what you wanted to do? Did you look at all of your options? Was bankruptcy even an option at that point, Gunner?
Yeah, you know, I had even called the night before I went to the Promise Keepers event. I called a bankruptcy hotline, and you could push numbers for different questions you had. And I went through most of the menu for several hours looking at that as an option. I really didn't know what to do, but I felt God saying, I will lead you out of this. Just follow my word.
Mm. So, Gunner, God is pressing on your heart to trust him and to surrender to him. You're considering bankruptcy, but fast forward and tell our listeners exactly what did happen.
Well, once I determined to be the best steward of God's resources that I could be, he led me down the path to be debt-free within 5 years.
So from $88,000 in unsecured debt, 5 years later, you're totally debt-free.
Totally debt-free except for a mortgage.
And so that must have been, there must have been nothing to it, right?
Well, yeah, there was nothing to it, just a lot of blood, sweat, and tears.
Did you put a plan in place, Gunner? I mean, what was the very first step when you made that decision?
Well, the very first step when we made the decision was to, we were just going to seek the Lord and his wisdom and ask him what he wanted us to do. Our plans hadn't worked out to this point. So the first thing that God told us to do was to sell the business. And I was in shock. I thought, no, surely I'm not hearing the Lord on this. But he kept confirming it, that he wanted us to sell the business. But we put the business up for sale, and it sold within a couple of weeks, which is amazing for a business to sell that quickly.
Well, that is, Gunner, and you guys were doing very well in that business, correct?
Right. We were doing very well. So our offense worked well. Our defense didn't work well. So this plan didn't look like it made any sense whatsoever.
Well, Gunner, we're going to have to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk about some very specific actions that you and Missy took that helped you to pay off this debt completely in just 5 years. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
According to a recent survey, over 70% of all workers in the U.S. don't like their jobs. 70%. If that describes you, we want to help. Introducing Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is a powerful assessment system that measures your spiritual interests and gifts with scientific career guidance technology. Career Direct was developed over a 10-year period, and over 120,000 people have benefited from taking the Career Direct Complete Guidance System, and you can too. It only takes about an hour to complete, and you'll receive the results of your assessment in an easy-to-read, personalized report that can be immediately viewed or printed. Go to crown.org, that's crown.org, and sign up for the Career Direct Complete Guidance System today. Imagine pursuing what you were created to do and getting paid to do it. Let Career Direct help you take the first step toward your new career. You'll be glad you did. Go to crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. We're talking to Gunner Johnson, who is sharing with us his plan that God gave him to get out of $88,000 of unsecured debt. Gunner, you said earlier that God gave you wisdom to create a plan. What were some of the specifics of your plan?
One of the first things we did is we began to seek counsel. And I met with a Crown Money Map coach, and they showed me some options that would help me get out of the position that we were in.
Okay, and what were some of those options?
Well, the first thing was our income was already pretty good. So when we sold the business, we knew that we needed to do something else that fit my personality. And I like people, and I like being in business, and I like selling things. I really like being self-employed. So we ended up starting another business in South Florida. We moved from Texas to South Florida. And when we started the new business, our mindset was very different. We said, we're going to do everything that we know how to do that lines up with the Word of God and the way that we conduct our business, the way that we start this business.
Gunner, how old were you when you started this next business?
24.
You were 24 years old. You're starting your second business. And what kind of business was it?
Well, it was a drywall business. I would contract with some of the home builders and some of the other contractors in the area to do the drywall finishing in new home construction.
Okay, so it's a fairly simple, straightforward business, but you decided you're going to follow God's principles. What principles did you decide to follow?
Well, we determined that this time around we weren't going to go into debt, that we were going to watch God's hand move and fulfill the needs that we had. So, for instance, I needed to buy a generator. I needed to buy some different tools. and some of these were pretty costly. So I started going to pawn shops all up and down the west coast of Florida, and I found almost all my tools at the pawn shop for about a quarter of the price that I would have bought them for new.
Okay, so you capitalized, you got your equipment for cheap, and now you started to make money. How did you pay off your debt? What was your plan to pay the debt down?
When we moved to South Florida, we moved into a two-bedroom, two-bath, tiny little house. It didn't cost us very much, but we lowered our lifestyle significantly. We sold our cars, and we actually bought a car that I pulled out of the weeds. It was a van that had grass growing up underneath it. I got that running, and we just kept our lifestyle very simple, and the excess money that we made, we started chewing into that debt.
Mm-hmm. Did you pay off a specific credit card? What did you do first?
Well, we put together a what they call a debt snowball. Yeah, it was more of a psychological boost to pay the smallest payment to the largest, because every few months it seemed like we were paying off a credit card or a consumer loan, and so the bills got smaller. We didn't have as many things coming into the house, which made us feel like we were winning. We got all excited because there were less bills on the board.
Yeah, and then it also created more money to pay towards the next ones, right?
Right, so it snowballed on down to the next one, and God kept blessing the offensive side of our business. We kept making more and more money, but at the same time, I was still driving a cheap piece of junk van, and we were still living in our little two-bedroom house, and eventually we had quite a bit of margin in our life financially to really aggressively pay down that debt.
You know, Gunnar, 5 years is a long time, and many people can start down this road, but they can't finish. What kept you motivated for 5 years?
Well, there were several things. First of all, the 5 years was a long time, and I'm glad it was a long time because it took that time for me to get the habits in place to stay out of debt. I get frustrated with things that don't happen immediately. I'm an instant gratification type guy, and God knew that, and this was a time that He was using to season me, to prepare me for the next ministry that He had in front of me. So one of the things we did was I listened to a lot of radio shows. I listened to a lot of books on audio tape, listened to the Word of God on radio and on CD player while I was on the job. I kept my focus on the Lord, and the time seemed to go by a lot faster.
And what was happening in your marriage as you and Missy were making progress along the way?
Well, there was a time when I remember we had a real bad money fight, and I said, the only reason we're still married is because we have a child.
Mm-hmm.
Our marriage was really in trouble. But, you know, as we began to communicate on our finances, as God began to show Himself strong, our hearts were changing. They were getting softer towards each other. And money became the best area of communication in our marriage. And we fell in love with each other all over again. And it was a radical transformation of our marriage, not just our finances and our spiritual lives.
At any point along the way, did you start to realize that God had a purpose for this entire journey, not only getting you out of debt, but looking back, seeing that He worked even what would have looked like a terrible failure together for your good?
You know, early on when we started to get our lives together, when I started leading Crown classes and I started doing some budget coaching, I recognized that God had placed a calling on my life to do this full time. I knew I was called to be a stewardship pastor, to help people through the journey that we had been through. So, God called me into the ministry through this time, in this season of life.
Well, I know that your passion today is to see that people are freed up financially and spiritually so that they can serve Him. In your work today, Gunnar, how is God leveraging your testimony in other people's lives?
Well, I think it gives folks hope. You know, I'm not the most eloquent, brightest guy, but if I can do it, they can do it. When I share my story, people feel like they can try this and that they can make it. And, you know, I love telling our testimony and encouraging people, hey, come on over. We're on the other side of this. You can make it. You can do it.
Well, Gunnar, it has been great having you today because, as you said, your story motivates others to take that first step. And obviously, God will meet them there, and He will give them the wisdom to make it happen. Thank you for being so transparent with us, Gunnar. It has been great having you on Money Life.
Thank you very much.
Money Life will return right after this.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Dave Ball, here with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, Gunner has quite a story. I'm sure that many of those listening aren't $88,000 in debt, but I think nonetheless they're still feeling the weight of some poor financial decisions. And at the beginning of the program, you kind of ran through a number of steps that people could take to get out of debt. And I'd like to come back and revisit that here in the last couple of minutes and maybe give us a little more detail about how we can take some steps today to get back on track.
Well, Dave, our listeners tell us consistently that they want something really practical that they can use to get out of debt. And I hope you've been inspired by Gunner's story, because he did it. He took it all the way home. He was on a one-to-one basis. One time of his annual income was how much unsecured debt he had, and that is a massive load. Some of you have a one-to-one amount of debt load for unsecured debt, and there's hope and there's a way to do it. Let me run back through that list with you, because if you're inspired by Gunner's story, here's some things that you can do. First of all, pick the first debt that you want to get rid of, and pick a really ugly one. I mean, one that you just can't stand. Maybe somebody's hounding you for it. They've just been sending you collection notices over, and just say, that's the one. And maybe you've got it picked right now. Maybe it's on your mind and you're saying, okay, if I could get rid of that one, I would feel like a different person. That's the right one to get rid of. Number two, pick a date that you want to get it paid off. And don't be slow. Make a decision that's realistic, but be aggressive so that it will go away and you'll be encouraged. Now, make a commitment to somebody else. Tell somebody in your life that will encourage you and love you and remind you when it gets tough and when it seems kind of drawn out that you need to keep going. And here's a very important step. Make it visible. There's ways you can do that. You know, put the marbles in a jar of how many months you have left, and then take one out every time that you make a payment. Something that allows you to see that you're making progress. I like the idea of one of those little paper chains where it represents every month you've got left on your mortgage or every month that you've got left to pay off a credit card, whatever it may be. And then put it in the bathroom or in your dining room, wherever you see it every day, and it shows that you're making steps towards success. And by the way, if you come up with a really cool idea, share it with us and we'll tell our listeners about it. And then here's a part you can't forget. Set a date to reward yourself. Once you eradicate that very first ugly debt, reward yourself. And there's nothing wrong with that. We all need rewards. The Lord knew we needed rewards, and He wants you to be encouraged to keep going through it. Now, adjust your lifestyle around this goal. Do not stop from making sure that it happens. And if you'll adjust your lifestyle, God will probably shorten the amount of time that you think it takes to get it paid off.
Well, that is certainly helpful, Chuck. You will find that list on crown.org. That's crown.org. While you're there, you can listen to the broadcast again or perhaps refer the broadcast to a friend. Well, we're out of time for today's broadcast. For Chuck Bentley and the entire staff at Crown Financial Ministries, thanks for listening to this edition of Money Life.